At the BCC Coupon Book, want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelet to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at heidisfoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to any board of trustees.
So because you are the lone whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure, absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the senior mortgage loan originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497. The BCC Coupon Book is honored to announce the opening of St. Petersburg's newest sub shop, Gateway Sub, located in the historic Kenwood Shops Plaza at 3112 3rd Avenue North. At Gateway Subs, we are Epicureans who value good business and treat people like people. We serve sandwiches one smile at a time, and when you come in as a customer, you'll leave as part of the family. Check us out at gatewaysubs.com or our Instagram at gateway.subs. Gateway Subs, coming to St. Pete. And if you're interested in joining our team, we are hiring. Just reach out to us via Instagram or our website, gatewaysubs.com. Join the Gateway Subs family. Gateway Subs is coming, 3112 3rd Avenue North, just three blocks from Central in the historic Kenwood Shops Plaza. Open every day. Subs, salads, coffee, vegan shakes, all at St. Pete's brand new Gateway Subs. Come and check us out. Love is all you need. We'll be right back.
Brian Cash, another one in the books.
You know, I'd like to do a survey.
How many business people, like, you don't have a partner, right?
It's just me, Ray Rao, the Lone Whisperer.
Now, do you have to make decisions based on working with your partners?
We try to keep a pretty fair democracy and have discussions over things.
But really, who owns it, you?
Yes.
Okay. But you still try to show...
Well, we all own it. They are partners.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what the two ships you don't want to be on? A sinking ship is one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the second one? A partnership. That was a joke.
It's funny.
Yeah, because here, you know.
It depends. It depends, you know. These are people that I grew up with. These are people that I love very much. And we've had a history way beyond business. And
no, I get it. Know. It wasn't to you meant that way, but I'm just saying to you.
In general.
In your case.
Yes. Typically, right? Partnerships do go south, and I'm very adamant about not letting this one go south.
Right.
And typically, it occurs when an ego steps in the way, and you know, there's problems there. And we try to keep our egos pretty small. You know,
right.
We're
you know, the acronym for ego is Ease and God Out.
Mm-hmm.
Or people think they're, you know, and that's like even with anger, too. Like, if you're angry at someone, that makes you feel more powerful. Like, if, say, you're in a partnership and you're arguing. Right now, I'm just trying to be diplomatic, trying to explain my case, and not saying that from a, I almost want to say, common sense standpoint, you know what I'm saying? You would do all that work, right? The hardest thing sometimes is, you ever hear of the 80-20 rule?
Yes.
You want me, can you say it?
Is it like 80% of results come from 20% of effort.
Right. So there's three of them. 80% of your results are produced by 20% of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then 80% of your sales are accounted from 20% of your customers.
Yep.
And then 20% of the people in most sales forces make up almost a total of 80% of the total sales.
I didn't know that last one.
Yeah. So then how do you get into the 20% club?
Do the extra mile.
Do the extra mile. Pass out the media kits.
You know,
right?
You know where my stance is on it, but I'm not getting involved.
Right, it's a one-page media kit too. It's not like it's a thick one too. Right. So,
right.
What is the difference? And that's the thing too. What does it take to be in the 20% club?
You know, in my business, none of us get there on our own. There's a series of people that have helped me along my way and continue to stand by my side. You know, assistants, friends. It's so on and so forth, all get me to where I'm at. But staying here is the action from my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And much like yourself with Gateway Subs, the way you're going to stay here, and you mentioned it's something about the partnership, you're going to go out of your way to make sure that works.
Yeah.
So you're taking an action because based on an experience or some information you got, you're not going to go that way because you're going to keep your hands on it, so to speak, on the tiller.
Yes.
And make sure you steer that thing so it doesn't go in shallow waters and runs aground. It's the same thing in my business as a loan originator, is I need processes and I need underwriters, and certainly I need the borrowers to understand where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to blindly lead them down a dead end and say, when I get there, we'll get there. We all need each other.
Yeah.
And I don't withhold information from clients or borrowers, realtors, or anything. I let them know what I know.
Yeah.
How they process it, that's up to them.
And that's a very transparent way of doing business, and it's a valuable way of doing business, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, it's not the most common way of doing business either.
Exactly, you're right. And I think if we all start to, or you and I, we have the same business model. I want you to know where I'm going, what my goals are. And then at the same time, I want to know where you're going, what your goals are. If we can intersect, and the people that are there, they help us, we also make more friends, more opportunities. But what is that expression? No man is an island, right, Brian?
Right, no man.
I'm not here because all of my own great contributions. I'm here because of a multiple of people who cared about a piece of what I was doing, where I was going.
Yep.
And now they're coming along.
Yeah, and helpers along the way and whatnot. And the man with more friends wins. You know? And so it's always good to have more
women,
friends.
with more friends, because we've had a lot of businesses on this show that are woman-owned.
Of course.
Woman. And that's a beautiful thing to say, the Whittle Chocolate Factory and the Lady Lizette with
awesome.
Beacon Windows. And we brought a couple of other people on board here, too, in the last several months. So it's nice to see that congruency of, I'm not going to do this by myself, and I'm going to cut you out to save a dollar. I want to spend the extra dollar to bring you along.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that we're trying to be here in Gateway as transparent as possible. And even with the opening, we're doing 100 free subs for the first 100 people there on November 8th at 11 a.m. for a ribbon cutting with the mayor and everything else.
What's the date on that again?
November 8th.
November 8th. Oh, yes. Great. And the address of Gateway Subs?
3112 3rd Ave North.
That's downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, it is. It's just three blocks north of Central Ave off of 31st.
Nice.
So we're really excited. It's in the Shops of Kenwood. They just built 560 apartments around it.
I'm familiar with that building frenzy going on downtown. And you know, I've been in St. Petersburg a little over 40 years.
You got a lot on me. I've only been 6 months.
It's not that I got it on you. We're watching these things take place together in real time today. But I came here as a kid, you know, two, three, 4 years old, and watched some of the things happen, the green benches and the parks and all of that stuff develop. I worked for the Bonds. Bill Bond Jr. many years ago and his dad, and I worked the St. Pete Yacht Club, and I got to meet Bill Drewyer and Steve Westfall and all the people that now are shaping coming in. Like, because the Rutlands are part of the parcel of some of the old money are kind of moving along and are giving it to their kids, or so to speak, and you got these younger guys. I call them younger, but they're in their 60s now too, and they're shaping downtown St. Pete, much like yourself. How old are you?
I'm only 24.
Look at that. Yep. And, you know, God willing and the creek don't rise, you'll be here at 54 and then 64, and then we'll be talking about Gateway Subs 20 years from now laughing.
I know.
And going, remember what we used to talk on the Brian Cash Clause show?
I like that, right? That's awesome. That's going to be fun.
Making memories. You know, we're making history right now.
Yeah, we're talking on the air. We're having some
fun.
We're
talking about a brand new enterprise. Mm-hmm. You know, Gateway Subs. I mean, I remember when you guys walked in here, you and the three other gentlemen. Was it three other?
We have five of us in total.
Five of us all total. So, So four others were here that day when you were here, and we were all talking about every one of you has went to school and earned a bachelor's degree and had all kinds of information in marketing and advertising and business degree, you know, business acumen. So you had your feet pointed in direction to make a business go.
Yes.
I mean, Gateway Subs might be just the first base.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. I mean, I put 3 years of thought into this, and then a year of putting into fruition, going on a whole journey of recruiting friends, talking to people from past. Happened to have our journeys coincide in a lot of circumstances with people that, some of which I haven't talked to in a long time, some with I was just called roommates with. Yeah, and crazy story.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stories there, I'm sure. Here's what I was thinking, too, about when you were saying the people that are intersecting in this, and is where are we going to go from Gateway Subs? I mean, that's first base. We have degrees and all. The five of you have degrees in varying areas that could, as entrepreneurs, could spin Gateway Subs into more.
Yeah, and that's like we're not just trying to be one sub shop. At the end of the day, what I would like to do is create an environment and be an avenue of professional growth and development for young entrepreneurs disguised as a sandwich shop, and essentially invest into our people and to teach business skills, because like the 80-20 rule, 80% of business is the same, 20% is different, and that's where the passion comes in and the different life experiences and journeys and things like that. And what we want to do is we want to be able to be a place where you can learn business skills by reading books and rubbing against reality.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to share something with you. You may have heard of it, but because of your age, and that's not a discount, it's an asset actually, but there used to be a coffee shop called The Globe downtown St. Pete, and it was the mecca for people your age and so on and so forth. And it was just as basically a place to meet. Joellen ran it, and she does a talk radio show over in Tampa, and nice. She's still doing it. Joellen, and she created this little globe coffee shop. It was just a little honky-tonk coffee shop. There's a pizzeria there now. Anyhow, long story short, it became a meeting spot for the arts and culture industry or idea that was growing in downtown St. Pete. Look at all the arts and culture now. You got 546, you got this and that, you got 620
murals
studios
everywhere.
You got the State Theater is capitalizing on that too. Well, she was the catalyst from a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then sandwiches. And then, so on and so forth. And then she got a little bit of a beer and wine license. Mm-hmm. And then it grew. Yeah.
And that's how it is. It takes a form of itself.
That's what I'm thinking. Gateway Subs has the potential because there's so many of you, five of you, that have so many ideas that Gateway Subs could be an arts and culture. It could be a karaoke center. It could be poetry slams. Yeah. It could be a place to draw.
To that point, Ray, we on Wednesdays we're closing at 6 p.m. So like every Wednesday we're going to close early, and we're in and we haven't hunkered out all the details yet. But what I want it to be is once a month, it's like a open mic night where poetry, people can come and play songs, things like that. We're going to have art on consignment, so I'd like to have the artists be able to show off their art and mix it with some fun things and kind of treat it like a community center. And then also take it as like a team night out once a month and go go-karting and go laser tag and go do some fun things to build around.
Adventure night. So that's Wednesday, 6 p.m., you're thinking, after that? Or?
Well, close at 6, open back up at 6:30 for we want to do a board game night.
Board game night.
College roommate, Henry, who's awesome. He wanted a shout-out, so he's been killing it. And he's really into Settlers of Catan. Board game. It's like a knight.
Henry is his name?
Yes, Henry is his name. It's like a knights and everything.
That's an old school name, isn't it?
It is an old school name. He's from Jasper, Indiana. So he's a good old country boy.
Yeah.
And we're going to do like a board game night eventually, and we hope to incorporate ourselves into the community. Our motto is come as a customer, leave as family, and we want that to be intentional.
Come as a customer, leave as a family.
Yeah. We're gonna.
So we're capitalizing on this catalyst of what could be. So Wednesdays. So how about poetry slams? I know a couple of people out there, and that would be very interested in the
poetry
slams. I know,
we're going to need to build out a schedule, and we got a lot of work to do. Right now, we're just focused on getting open our doors, starting serving the St. Pete area.
I think it's going to grow very fast, and you're going to be shocked.
Me too, Ray.
And I think you better have a plan B through C very fast. So, mm-hmm. But you got five guys to broadcast.
Yep.
The different directions it's going to kind of squeeze out. It's kind of like putting Jell-O in an open ended a box with no corners. It's gonna ooze out.
No, I'm excited. I'm here to basically mentor this vehicle and make sure it stays in the right direction. And make sure that we operate on a premise of love, care, compassion, and trust, and that you treat your friends. We are Epicureans who value good business and treat people like people.
Right.
The first book, when people join our team, and I actually just met with our first hire, Rachel, and gifted her a book. It's Leadership and Self-Deception, Getting Out of the Box, and it teaches empathy very well in a business setting.
Empathy?
Empathy. Very well in a business setting. And at the end of the day, we're all just human beings. And then human beings, we tend to put people, us versus them, and put people in boxes, and then we view it differently. But at the end of the day, we all have our problems. Everyone wakes up, we all have stuff going on that isn't the most enjoyable, and you never know. So it's always treat people like people.
Wow, I like that. I like that. So one of the things I do in my business is the Loan Whisperer with mortgages is we have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes me to a place where I don't get the sale.
Yeah.
And that's I had a lady call from another state wanting to move here yesterday in the car, and I started explaining to her the path that she would need to go because of what she already gave, the information she gave me. She became hysterical.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her, not everything we set out to do is a win. but there's a path we can go.
Yeah, there's always
and
a solution.
I gave her the path to go because her path wasn't straight ahead.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, setting up a pre-approval for a mortgage, there's a series of things that need to fall into place.
Yes.
They just don't, you know, they
and
just
not
don't.
Everyone can get approved, and sometimes you got to let them know.
You got to let them know.
You know, people hate being told no.
Yeah, no, I don't mind telling them, mind telling them no, but believe it or not, they like to hear you tell them no.
Of course.
Rather than lead them on and say, oh, I can do this, but not today. I give them the path in order that they can do the work to help themselves, then I come in and give them the vessel to get there.
Yeah.
So although she got all excited and upset because she wasn't going to get the answers she wanted to hear, she was also very satisfied when I said, no.
Yeah.
We can't do it the way it's laid out.
I agree. And it always works out. Like, the world happens for you, not to you.
Maybe not today, down the road, if she wants to do the footwork to assemble some things to get her so she can present, and then I can help her.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Brian was talking about earlier, 80-20, there's a lot of footwork.
Yeah.
In your business, there's
every
a lot.
Every business.
There's every business. In business, I have assistants and processes, and you know what? You better get along with them.
Yeah.
You better get along with them. Even if you disagree with some of their philosophies on and off after work, which I don't. I got a good working relationship at Phoenix Loan Solutions. There, you know, a quick story about them real quick is we all, most all of us, I would say 8 out of 10 of us, work for this large mortgage company down in Sarasota many, many years ago. Okay, and then they went through a corporate shakeup, and the lady that was our branch manager, she was forced to let us go because, according to the branch, they added some new numbers we had to hit, and it changed the dynamic of our work environment, and we weren't able to hit it, and her job was to let us go. Now, we became friends with her. So slowly but surely, we started finding other companies. So we went from Tampa to Sarasota, parts in between, Lakeland. You know, we all left that office, that little nucleus working for that lady. Let's fast forward 7-8 years later. One of the guys that worked for her called every one of us and said, "Would you like to come work for me?" And we're all now working for him.
That's all pretty cool. Us.
And of course, we assembled a little bit more of a team.
Yeah,
but they're all connected to that one guy that worked for the gal. And then he put his money together with a friend, and they started Phoenix Loan Solutions. And all of the people that had spread out
are now together
working. And it just makes us laugh.
Yeah, everything comes back around.
Yeah.
And the key word there, I think, is team.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. The paradox is I think for businesses, there's three paradoxes. One is a selling paradox or a selling purpose, right? What does purpose mean? And like the test is you can write it on your tombstone. What do you want written on your okay. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Just real quick, I was just going to get this point across and then love to talk to you.
Okay.
You know, behind every sale is a person, right? You have the seller and the buyer, right? But they're people. You're a human being. You had your sister coming in. You have your life. It's not just business. You're not if I could look at you as a person, right? So if I say sale, there's a book out called Salesperson, too, actually. Mm. It's not called Salesmen. We're people. You know, and we all hurt, right? And we all get sad, right? And then, but the thing is that we have techniques to get out of that hurt and sad, and so we're happier for longer periods of time, more often, right?
Right.
So now you have the person, the seller, the buyer, right? So that's the selling secret, is to realize that behind every sale is a person.
Yeah.
And then you have the paradox of how you operate. Right, it's called purpose, because I have a goal to make money, right? You do, you do, but that's not my purpose, right? My purpose is what gives meaning to life, and what my purpose is to help other people achieve their goals, and I can enjoy life, right? Think of that, enjoy life, or I can use the word have more fun, right? Have more fun, enjoy life. When I stop trying to get what I want and help others get what they want.
Of course.
That's the purpose.
That's the best paradox. It's like
that's the best paradox, right? So can I do that? And that's something that has to be done consciously, mm-hmm. too. Because there's sometimes like we're in financial trouble, our company, like we're in a cash flow bind. And I'm thinking, oh man, I really need to get this money. But when I stop doing that, ironically, I'll get more.
Yep.
And then when you have money, what you've done is, if someone says to me they don't have money, I'm going to tell you there's one thing they're not given. They're not given value. Because the more value you give, right, the more money you make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the deal. Give value. And if you had to simplify it to one word when you're dealing with people, care.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Really care, right? And people can sense that, right?
Speaking about caring, I want to jump in there if it's okay.
Is Gary still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, we're going to give you your platform in just a second. One of the things that I do is as a mortgage loan originator is, I deal with all kinds of people. And although our backgrounds sometimes are absolutely drastically opposite, I mean, between religion, between politics, between kids, no kids, vehicles, and completely in opposite ends every single point, yet I care to get them to the goal that they want to, and it bridges that. Because mm-hmm. they sense that in me. Although they have all this dissension about everything that I believe and I stand for, or vice versa, they can also sense in me when I communicate to them that I'm going to get you to your goal that we're here for, and that bridges all gaps. It goes right down the middle. It's like you went through a tunnel, and you got to the other side.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Gary. Let's talk about what you do.
Please get on the phone, Tammy.
What do I do?
I'm just asking.
Go ahead, Gary. Yes, you.
Yeah, I'm working on your future.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your future.
Tell me about it.
Well, your future is your kids.
Okay.
And what I do is I make sure that they're trained on ethics, morality, leadership, trustworthiness, reliability. And they have self-esteem.
Okay, awesome. Gary, does it help that I was a runner-up for an Eagle Scout when I was a kid in the Boy Scouts?
It does help a lot.
Yeah, you know what? That's the fuel for success, too. To feel those things is like if you have courage, integrity, and you have self-esteem, right, and you're punctual, you have all these qualities, you'll get a job anywhere, if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
because you have these qualities. And when you feel this way, like when you have confidence in yourself and courage and a winning attitude, mm-hmm. to me, those feelings are the fuel for success.
And people pick up on that because we have an aura about us. You ever come into the room and you can sense it. Somebody, there's a dissension, or they're uncomfortable, or they're struggling. You don't even have to say anything to them. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. Also, if they're glowing from the inside out, you come into the room, you sense that. We are all connected. Mm-hmm. I often say to some of my friends and some of Brian's friends, when the God in me sees the God in you, we have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What do you think of that, Gary?
It's perfectly true. And what we try to do is make sure that every kid has a crack at it, right? And so we take care of kids that are disadvantaged, kids that have been just dumped, right? And your average kid, the whole thing, we put them all together, and we train them together, and we train them in responsibility and leadership. By having them do it, not by talk about it.
So what does do it mean, Gary? Describe what do it means.
Well, I'll give you an example. This is like real simple, real easy. I'm holding an event, and this 10-and-a-half-year-old boy comes up to me, and he says, "Sir," he said, "there's a mess on the floor, and there's water and dirt on the floor. I need something so that my guys can clean it up. Okay, realize he's 10 and a half years old. He says, my guys are going to clean it up. In other words, he's already a leader.
Right.
And he's seen a situation that needs handling, and he wants to take care of it and wants me to know that he is handling it and I don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome.
That's a 10-and-a-half-year-old kid.
Yep.
And you see that even though he doesn't realize you see it.
That's right.
Right.
And so that's what I'm going for.
So what is it like when you see kids that are followers? Like, you just hear how they talk. Like, you want to shake them sometimes, don't you?
No, we need followers.
Yeah.
We need followers. We all can't be leaders, trust me.
I call them doers.
Doers.
What does that mean, doers?
The Minutemen.
They get the shit done.
That's the Minutemen.
Wow,
right?
That's a good point.
The Minutemen, after your the 5-Minuteman press man.
But we as parents want our children to be leaders,
absolutely.
I would think, right?
Delete the doers.
Right.
One of my children, I'm not going to say who, is just a follower. And you could see it like they say. And I want to use a curse word so you can think blank. I said, who gives a blank what they say? And who is they anyway?
Right.
Right? So whenever you hear someone saying they say, generally, that's a follower sentence. Does that make sense?
So there's no bad. We don't want to teach our kids that there's good and bad. There's no bad. Followers are necessary.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Everybody can't be a
leader. So what's the opposite of a leader is a follower. But they're included, right?
Right. And then with the kids, too, they can be intimidated by their parents, too. Like, say a mother and a father are divorced, for an example. Let's just use that as an example. And the mother could have a real power over the child because the father's not there, right? And then they're brainwashed, I would use the word, right? To hate the father, right? It does happen.
Manipulation.
And then if you tell the child you're being brainwashed, right? What would happen was the child would be mad at you even more. Because you're telling them, look, if you keep saying mommy says, you know, at what point can you say what you think? Right? What would you say to that person? Mommy says, like, you want to say again a curse word. Who gives a, but you don't because you want, right? I don't care what mommy says. Matter of fact, with my son, 13-year-old son, he needed to get to his friend's house and he was going to call mommy to get an Uber. And I said, I'm here. Why don't you just ask me for a ride? And I'm saying this to a 13-year-old kid. Like, do you ever think on your own? Is that wrong? Can you come up with the solution without asking mommy?
So, Gary, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the first thing, I just got to dispel one thing. Every leader has to be able to be a follower.
That is so true.
Or he can't lead.
Nice, Gary.
That's the truth.
That is the truth. That's the day truth. Not everyone knows anything.
I think Ray Rao, the Lone Whisperer, may have mentioned that less than a minute ago.
Right.
Go ahead, Gary.
To be a superb follower, right? Like, you're the guy, you get an order, you carry it out, and you report it done, and nobody has to worry about it, right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a superb follower. That's the first requisite to be a leader.
So let me see if I got this right, Gary. In order to be a really good leader, a prerequisite is to be a really good follower first.
That's right.
Wow. Did you hear that, Brian?
No, I didn't, actually.
Maybe Gary should repeat that for you.
Say it again. I was looking at the TV.
Okay, so let's look at the radio while we're here.
Okay.
So, in order to... I mean, I'm just mentioning it. It's an ancillary thing
line,
for you.
Right?
I mean,
keep him in line.
While we're here.
I'm following this shiny object.
I noticed it. Right. Look, a squirrel.
Start following.
So, Gary is saying... Moving right along.
Even a blind squirrel finds nuts once in a while.
So let's focus for a second.
Okay.
All right? So Gary is saying in order to be a really good leader, you need to be a really good, the prerequisite, in his words, is to be a really good follower first. You with me, Brian?
Yes.
Did you see a squirrel or something again?
Yes. So to be a follower is to be a good leader.
Eric, do you want to put a plug in for five minutes?
I don't know if I agree with that.
I agree with that.
You do?
The river
got Eric here for 5 minutes. Puts them
below that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
We got the whole team here.
But I think the greatest faith was when Jesus talked to the general, the Roman general. Do you know that parable?
Why don't Anybody? You tell us?
Okay.
Tell me.
So and this is the opposite of how my company runs, right? I lack zero faith in my company to operate this way.
Oh, my.
But anyhow, so the general...
Was that a disclaimer?
Yeah, the general was played by John Wayne, actually, in the movie. And he's talking to Jesus, and his wife is sick and dying. And he says, can you make my wife well? And then Jesus goes, yes, we will go to your house and I will touch her. And what did the general say back? He said, no, you don't have to go. Because if I tell someone to watch the gate and they fall asleep, they'll be put to death. Right? So I know they're going to do it. I don't have to go to the gate to see if they're watching. I know they're going to do it. If I tell this person to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning or they'll be put to death. Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he said put to death, but I'm trying to make a point. So as a general, when I give an order, I know it's done. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do, Jesus, is say, my wife is healed. You don't need to go see her. Mm-hmm. And what did Jesus say back to him? He says, you have more faith than my 12 disciples. Because he knows if it's said, it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, we become what we think about, right? It's the same thing. So they did it with Yale University, took half the team, the basketball team, and what they did is they had them close their eyes and make believe they hit the shot 100% of the time without the ball. Then they took the other half of the team and they let them practice, right? Mm-hmm. And shoot the ball. So at the end of the year, every one of those that mentally, with their mind eyes, shot the ball and hit it 100% of the time, all of them went up in percentage of shooting. And then the ones that just shot it in practice stayed the same or went a little down or a little up. Mm-hmm. The power of the mind, right? Our mind's eyes, what we think about, we become, mm-hmm. right? And that's where it's at. So as a leader, you know, like with my company, I believe that if I ask for something to be done, sometimes with certain people, I don't believe it's going to be done.
Or are they put to death? No, Are they put to death, Brian?
No.
If they don't?
But just imagine that as a leader. Like, you can't, like, someone... And then what they're... If someone's contradicting you when it can be done, but it's just more work. So their excuse is that I can't do it because it's more work. That's not the excuse you want, right? You want an excuse of someone that says, okay, I did this. I went beyond the call of duty. Not less.
Well, one thing, you're talking about leadership, basically, and what you find is when you come down to your show, Brian, I want to tell a quick story, is a bunch of entrepreneurs leading people, leading companies, and I just met a gentleman a couple of weeks back. His name's Eric. He works at Spot On. Just knew the guy, calls himself the connector. I call myself the networker, and I couldn't find an IT guy. Spectrum brought my business down to a halt. I called this guy up, only knew him a couple of weeks. He was my savior, you know, and again, it was just another great leader reaching out to other good leaders, which I've met lots of good leaders down at your show, you mm-hmm. know, and what you can count with leaders is you can count on them time and time again.
Right, right. And generally what I find with good leaders is they go the extra mile, right? They don't, like, what do we say? Half measures avail us nothing.
Right.
What does that mean? Half measures of
LSI. It means you got to be all in.
You got to be all in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would you...
You got to be all in or you're going to get... The results are right. not going to be...
If the sentence starts this way, forget what the subject matter is, even though you guys know that I'm talking about this. But forget, if you can mentally forget that it is. Okay, just forget.
Gone.
Here's why I can't. Imagine that's the way the sentence starts. Here's why I can't. Would a leader talk like that, since that's the subject matter?
That's a loser.
Did what? You know, Gary, are you still there?
Gary. Can you get Gary back gone. On?
So here's what Gary was saying earlier, and it may help you again, Brian, because your plane skidded off the runway there for just a second. And in order to be a great leader, you need great followers. So a leader, although he may have the passion, he may have the leadership skills, he still needs to consult the generals when he makes decisions. Because if he's just by himself and he doesn't have all the information that his generals are bringing to him to make educated decisions, he could make a mistake. He could make a mistake, and in wartime or in a lot of businesses, that mistake could be expensive, cost jobs, close the business, a financial harm. So you're not dictators. There's a difference between a leader and a dictator. There's a fine line there. Some of us think, if I tell you to do something and you don't do it because I'm the boss, that means I'm right. No, that means I may not have all the information, yet my ego, because you mentioned it earlier, easing God out, is dictating to you what I think is best, although I don't have all the information.
Okay, Eric. Can you get Gary
back?
Let me
ask you guys a question. So I've been through so much leadership training through corporate America. I'll ask you.
Okay.
What's the difference between a leader and a manager? Lay it on me.
So I would guess that you already have the answer, so I'm going to try to get close. Right? I love getting sandwiched because, you know, he's got the answer, so I'm out here
John
floundering.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, sandwiches. Right, Gateway Subs. What a nice... So the difference between a leader and a manager... Why don't you tell me, since you have the answer?
Did you tell them about November 8th?
We have talked about November
8th. Let's start with a manager. A manager is a person who,
ask you a question, Tammy.
Talks about all the tasks, the things, the process, almost like a captain at a wheel. You got to keep your hands on all the buttons, okay? That's kind of what a manager's job is. A leader's job is to show somebody the new horizon, what's coming up tomorrow, getting in the trenches with that person and making them better. Doing it, showing them, and then having them do it themselves. That's what a leader is, and that's what a manager is. Mm. Now, they're both kind of intertwined, but some are better managers and some are better leaders. If you get two in one, hey, keep that sucker.
Right. Keep that sucker. Well, I'm sure in your business too, at Gateway Subs, you need people that can think like you do, have that leadership skills, and then somebody needs to listen and actually implement that. Not always the two people that came up with the idea. Am I right?
You're right. We have Henry and Brandon, who definitely are the more hands-on people on the team, who like DIY, like getting stuff done by themselves, like, you know. I can give them a project, and I'm very confident that it's going to come back very nice, and they can do it all. And then Morgan and Mark are the thinkers as well, so like better on paperwork. We have them putting together we're creating a quiz for the menu for our employees. We're going to have to memorize everything, be really well on touch.
That's right.
So we're basically putting together a whole back-end training program, and they were kind of taking the lead on that. While I got to come up here and talk on the radio. So
they're learning how to memorize and be able to share with others how to learn
that
menu.
Now.
So when they walk up to a table and people say, well, what's my options as far as subs? You can have it this, so they'll know that.
Yep. And we,
I hadn't even thought
it's more of a Chipotle style. It's not, we don't go to you come into a line, get the sandwiches, we like throw your meat, make your sandwiches, you grab and you sit down. Or you can leave with it, whichever. So it's kind of a Chipotle style feel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think what you got going there is going to be really exciting.
I am excited. I want to start using our roaster, and we're going to do the coffee, and it's going to be a cool place.
Yes, and I can see it's going to be fun. Are you going to have couches too?
No couches.
I visualize couches in your place.
I do too.
Well, maybe in the next
place. Warehouse.
Yeah. I was thinking poetry slams and growing and into
chess
arts
sets.
And culture.
And
well, he's talking about board games.
Do you know, I'm talking about a coffee. And then someone playing the guitar.
Hold on.
I could see a Bruce Springsteen coming
through. It's a Western theme. Like, this gateway is a Western theme one. We're doing an 18-foot bench, dark like darker walnut stain, 18-foot bench, two giant 8-foot German style like picnic tables. I guess not picnic tables, but they're made out of metal. They're blue, and then benches on the other side, and then a few smaller tables. And eventually, we're gonna have a garage door, a half garage door with a bench with or a booth with 6 different seats, and then outdoor seating as well. So it's it more is the industrial feel. Like you're gonna come in, like we have an artist right now, a local guy doing our bathroom, and he's doing a whole Looney Tunes Western theme. Like bang, a flag comes out, aim for the bowl, partner, and just like fun things like that. And he's completely decking it out.
That's cool, the old Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
and you know it's interesting you mentioned that because the themes, I mean, Subway, what were they famous for? When you went in there, the wallpaper was all of the New York-style subways, the trains, the stairs getting in and out of entry of the trains. Yeah. It was very attractive to study the topography or the city of New York.
I want all these to be very interesting.
Yeah, I think they're going to be. Yeah. So what are we going to show at these things? What are we going to show? You got some ideas what's going on the wall?
So we have two different artists that we're working with, more so with like the cartoon themed. So we're gonna do, I think 4 or 5 from them, and then we're still getting art from different
cartoons.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
So
I like it.
Got some crazy cartoons.
Well, you got a plethora of research downtown with the artists to ask them, hey, would you like to exhibit over here? Would you like to? You're not going to wind up paying for anything
it's
to
all
put on the walls.
It's all consignment. Oh, yeah, it's all God. And it incentivizes us. Like, we want to, like, I would like, one family funded the entire Italian Renaissance, and that's because they chose to use their money in a certain way to fund this art movement. I want to use these shops as an also way to like help younger artists grow from a point of abundance.
Wow.
Because you need 10,000 hours and be able to operate from a point of abundance to become a master at something. And I want to mentor these people and be an avenue
this for
them.
This 10,000 hours, who accredits this? Who makes
Malcolm
that?
Gladwell talks a lot about the 10,000 hour rule, where in order to be a master at any trait, you have to put in at least 10,000 hours.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Is that right?
Yeah. You've heard that before?
No. There's his book, Outliers.
So we just
really
learned
cool.
something. Brian, you have to put that in your toolkit.
Yeah,
10,000 hours.
You know what Brian really wants to talk about? Drill bits.
Yes, but you know what? The Bible has a lot of stuff if you really think about it. Like, especially if you hear, think of it this way, what just happened out there, right? Think of this line, what I'm about to say. You have not because you ask not.
Tommy's laughing. He knows.
Right? So if you have not because you ask not, can you be surprised that you get nothing when you don't even ask? And who said that in the Bible? King Solomon. He said, you have not because you ask not. Real simple. And he's talking about having God come into your life in that nature. And he's considered one of the wisest men that ever lived on earth. So if you don't ask, why are you surprised you don't get?
You don't ask, the answer's no.
Did you know what Daryl Strawberry said?
What?
I missed every shot I never took.
Right. So in closing, tell us Gateway Subs, your address and all
that. You like that one, Tom? Look at Tommy. He is having a ball in there.
Come on, tell us Gateway Subs, address.
Gateway Subs, 3112 3rd Ave North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33713. Grand opening November 8th, giving away 100 subs to the first people coming. 11 a.m. it starts. Get in line.
And then do you notice how Minuteman came, Eric, to support you?
Eric's awesome. Me and Eric are doing a lot of good business together. He's been helping us out. They've been super receptive.
Ray.
The Lone Whisperer, 727-512-0417.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.